truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
What happened? What's wrong?
I have a neighbor. He hit the tree. And we came out here just to see
what... We really ought to concentrate in the Congress on the war, on the overall strategy.
One of the major goals of the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act is to lower federal health care costs.
On the order of several thousand scientists have come to the conclusion...
Was he dressed as a male?
You know how many people like guns and dip?
Well, I know I do. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, we like guns and we like dip around here. We do have guns. We don't have any dip. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, where every night is a trip through the looking glass of media and talk radio. You know the story, the Tiger Woods story. We're going to have on the line here Margaret Gray from the Dicklin Syndication. She writes a daily column called A Little Bird Told Me, and we're going to be talking with her about this story, which has been in the news, as long as the Seattle story has, but has gotten a hell of a lot more heat. And I suppose I understand that because Tiger Woods is who Tiger Woods is. What we do know is that there was an incident at his home. It involved some kind of a domestic problem, and that Tiger Woods then attempted to leave the house and was subsequently involved in an automobile accident of some kind, in which he ran into a tree, ran into a fire hydrant, and was unconscious. And Margaret Gray joining us now. I know that you're going to write a column about this. And the take is basically from a lot of people, Margaret, the police don't have any right to ask him questions.
Well, I don't know who he's protecting. And I really think that he is protecting this woman. You really have to understand. So first of all, Tiger Woods is, as you know, he is an African-American man. Now, people will say Tiger Woods is half white, half black. They love to say that about Barack Obama. And the reason we say that is so that we can be a little bit, I suppose we can relate to them better. They're not as relatable. If you say that they're just African-American.
Well, what do you mean they're not as relatable?
No, I'm saying that is more comfortable for people to follow Barack Obama or Tiger Woods if they know that he has some white blood.
More comfortable for white people?
Well, I'm not giving it necessarily a racial definition. And I don't know where that question came from.
Well, you're saying that most people find it comfortable to follow Tiger Woods if he's white, if they know that he is half white. That can't be black people, can it?
I think you're asking me a trick question right now. I find, it's not me, I can relate to him as a black man. But I think that we're interested in him because of the white blood and the fact that he plays very good game of golf. There's no question. But what I want to talk about, Phil.
Well, that's not going to be sufficient. I know that we're probably off point, but Tiger Woods...
Look, Phil, the reason why I wanted to talk to you about this is because it's not really about the white blood that Tiger Woods does or does not have, or because I'm on here really to defend Tiger Woods. My point of view is that he is essentially an African-American, even though he is part white. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because the woman that he married is a Swedish woman. She is not an American. She took a golf club and assaulted him with it as the result of her inability to understand or relate to a man of Tiger Woods' stature who is very non-traditional in her country. To be quite frank, it seems to be the thing to do if you're a Swedish woman. It seems to be among celebrities to marry a black man. Now, I can give you examples.
Well, it seems to be the thing to do if you're a Swedish woman to marry a black man, meaning if you're a Swedish woman who's a celebrity, because I know that, what was it, Inger Stevens, who was that actress?
Oh, the farmer's daughter, yeah. She married a black man, but she was a celebrity. But I'm talking about, for instance, Sammy Davis Jr. and others. But they have no understanding of the African American, and as a result of that, a lot of the cliches, and I really think that we're responsible for this. The United States, in its propaganda and in its advertising, it seems to give the message that one way to deal with a black husband is to treat him like an animal. I find that to be unacceptable, so I have two people that I blame here.
Well, you're saying a whole lot here now, because what you're telling me is that this woman attacked Tiger Woods.
Absolutely, yes.
Because she didn't know how to handle a black man. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying because of the misunderstanding that she, and the misapprehension that she has, because of the fact that she is Swedish, because she's not an American white woman. Because I can tell you, for instance, Phil, and this is, I don't even know whether I should, if I should broadcast this or not, but if I told you that I have friends who are women who date black men, and if I further told you that they have a much more successful manner in which to deal with them, and if I further told you that they are American women.
And all right, well, what is your point here?
My point is simply this. You have a mixed-race marriage. One of the principals is a white woman from a European country, a Scandinavian country, where there are no African-Americans, and I guess they wouldn't be African-American. They would be of some kind of Swedish nationality. But the fact is there are no African-American men there. And so what does she do? She takes our Westerns. She takes our cop shows. She treats Tiger Woods as if he's a suspect on Starsky and Hutch or on Beretta. To my way of thinking, Phil, this is at the crux, really, of what we're dealing with. Now, if you've read the papers that were written by Dr. Schuster, another was written by Dr. Gable, in which they say that the perception abroad of the black, and a lot of this has to do with Obama, too. And
Margaret, we're getting way far afield here. You're telling me that...
No, we are not getting way far afield.
I don't think that this has anything to do with what went on in that home.
Would you tell me, what do you think what went on in that home, and I'll tell you where you're wrong. Go ahead.
You're going to tell me where you don't even know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
It's a domestic dispute. Apparently, he was having an affair.
All right, stop right there. He was having an affair, yes. It was a domestic dispute, yes. Do you know of women, white women, who beat their husbands, their white husbands, with golf clubs? No. Do you know...
No, I don't, but I do know that there are instances of spousal abuse having to do with women beating their husbands.
You know what? That is anecdotal information. The overwhelming...
No, it's not anecdotal information. That's part of actual police reports.
No, that... If you're talking about slapping a man across the face, that's different.
I don't know what it is, but I know that there are police reports.
Well, Phil, let's stick to the point that I'm trying to raise here, because you're really taking us off the track. This woman took a golf club to a black man because of the impression that is delivered abroad that this is how you deal with a recalcitrant, a criminal, or otherwise disobedient or reprobate black man. You beat him, or you threaten him. Now, I'm not letting this woman off the hook. I think she is typical of a lot of these women who are non-American white women, who gets all of her information about our culture from television. And if you've seen enough of the reruns of Beretta,
How did we get Beretta into this?
You know what I'm talking about.
I've seen Beretta. Are you talking about...
The way they interrogate black suspects, they always have one who is sweating and leaning against a wall and saying, so, Frank, you know what it is.
Yeah, they're always saying, they're always saying, Phil, come on, man, please, man, don't burn me for this. You know?
Right.
Are you trying to tell me that this woman is treating her black husband, Tiger Woods, as a suspect on a Beretta crime drama because that's the only way she knows how to deal with a man or a black man?
A black man. A black man. If it was a white man, it would be a standard relationship. But once he gets out of control, this American cultural phenomenon, which informs an uneducated white Scandinavian woman on treating a black husband as if he is a suspect in a cocaine deal, as if he is a petty thief, as if he is a pimp, as if he is a man who is running numbers.
All right.
As if he is a man...
All right, I understand.
No, but as if he's a man, in other words, who can be sweated down in a police interrogation room, pushed up against a wall until his voice quakes and quivers, and you said it, Frank, very well.
I meant it, Phil. I said something about until he craps his pants. And that's what she's doing. She's getting all of this information. It's our fault. And
well, what do you mean it's our fault? Are you talking about American television?
Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. And you know Frank used to produce television. You know that Frank used to... This is the message that we're sending out. The only way to deal with a black husband, and I think it's very important with a black president who is part white, but nonetheless people are going to adhere more to that idea of him as being black. I think it's very important, Phil, very important, that we let people know that if you're a white woman, but you're not an American, you're not an American. You don't deal with our black men as if they are superfly, you know, Frank?
Yeah.
You don't deal with our men as if they are cheap, petty hoods in 70s gear. To be pushed up against a police station wall with a finger in their face, and if they don't do what you want them to do, then you take a golf club and you beat them unconscious. I blame this white woman, and I blame the American system.
Margaret, I'm going to get back to this. You are not talking about the American system now. You're talking about American culture, American television, American, the arts, if you will, having nothing to do with the so-called system. I guess if the system is the freedom of expression, and we send across to Europe these images of cop dramas where they're sweating down a quote-unquote pimp, and so the white women over there get the idea this is how you deal with a black husband. That's not an indictment of the system. It may be an indictment of American culture. We'll be back with more of this. Margaret Gray on the line. She is with the Dicklin Syndicates, and her column is Little Bird Told Me. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking about Tiger Woods and the wife that beat him with a golf club. Because that's how you deal with a black husband, at least as far as Scandinavian women are concerned. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
I told Frank that.
But I don't understand, and we're back with Margaret Gray here, number 877-876-PHIL, the Tiger Woods story. Let me just give you this, Margaret. Tiger Woods did not suffer facial lacerations from a car accident. They were inflicted by his wife, Elin Nordgren, according to a conversation Woods had Friday after the accident. Tiger's yet to be formally interviewed. According to TMZ, he and his wife had confronted... Is his wife confronted about reports that he was seeing another woman? The argument got heated, and according to the source of TMZ, she scratched his face up. They were then told it was then Woods beat a hasty retreat for the SUV, but according to the source, his wife followed behind with a golf club.
Absolutely, yes. And let me say one other thing, and I agree with the TMZ read up until this point. TMZ is good, but they don't have the sources that I have. She was reportedly upset with the affair, yes, but not to the point where she was going to be violent. It's when he turned and disobeyed her. That's when she followed with the golf club. She Believe me, Phil, women are not as crazy as men like us like to make out that we are if we hear that a man's having an affair. We understand that men have affairs. We are more than willing to forgive an affair because we understand where men are biologically. They're much different from us. What gets women violent? What gets us violent is when you turn your back on us. And as the old saying goes, all bets are off. Now, if you're a black man and you're turning your back on a white woman and you're turning your back on a pure white woman of Scandinavian descent, you are begging. You're begging for it. And while I do blame Tiger Woods because he's a very bright man.
Wait. I'm going to take a phone call. You're telling me a lot of stuff here that I take so much exception to, but I got to get to a phone call. Our number is...
What are you taking exception to?
Let me just give the number, 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking about Tiger Woods and his wife getting into this hassle there. Here is Paul. Paul is in Boston. Paul, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray talking about Tiger Woods.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir. Hello. Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I'd like to address Marguerite. I want to stick up Tiger Woods. She's hitting a little bit of...
By the way, my name is Margaret. My name is Margaret, not Marguerite. Thank you.
All right, Marguerite. He's trying to hit a little strange. You know,
why do you call me Marguerite? Why do you call me Marguerite?
Evans, Jesus, I'm telling you, man.
Well, he wasn't very bright. Did he say that he was Hispanic?
Anyway, yeah, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go on to another phone call here. We got Todd. Todd, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. You're on with Margaret Gray.
Yes. How are you, Margaret? And it's not Marguerite. It's definitely Margaret. You almost sound like...
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I mean, as far as you're telling me that his wife is learning things off of television and you're giving her an excuse or a way out if she even did anything at all to this man... is absurd, absolutely absurd. I mean, I can't believe you're
giving... I don't think I'm giving her an excuse. I don't think I am.
Well, it sounds to me like you are, because you're saying
absolutely.
It's American culture that's to blame.
You have to consider the fact that American culture has treated in the television programs and films, you see, but go to Europe,
you're
black men are treated.
You're blaming two things here, Margaret. Margaret, you're blaming two things. Number one, you're blaming the fact that he's a black man, which... What does that matter, whether he's a black man or a black man is portrayed on TV?
He turned his back on a white woman. That's what I'm saying.
No, he didn't. It doesn't matter.
He both certainly did.
Why is it black or white? That's the problem. There's no black or white. There's human beings in a discrepancy, if anything. That's it, human beings. Black or white doesn't have any factor.
You can have your opinion, but I happen to know, because people are... compelled by this story, they want answers. I'm giving answers.
Well, I'm
why
a
would
black
she beat?
Man.
Why would she beat a man? Why would she beat a man with a golf club? Well, you don't sound black.
There's white women that do that.
You don't.
Too, to white
right
men.
Away, you don't.
No.
Why
that,
would she beat him with a golf club?
It has
do you think?
To do with the color
do you
of the skin.
Think that she would have taken that to a white man? I don't think so.
I think
she did it because she felt she could get away with it.
It doesn't matter.
You don't think that woman would be violent enough to... Yeah. You don't think that woman would be violent enough to take that golf club to anyone?
Coming from Sweden, no, I don't. If she were an American white woman, maybe. But
that falls on you.
Swedish...
You are wrong. You have the right mindset.
Let me ask something. Did you say you're black?
I am, yes.
Wrong. No, you're not.
No, I definitely am. I'm a black man. I live in Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, why don't you... I don't know. Why doesn't he sound like one?
Why do
what is one
like
supposed to sound like, okay?
Oh, my
In
God.
In any event...
More of my point.
No. You know full well that there's a certain intonation. Okay.
Do you think
I'm white or black? Do you think I'm white or black?
Honestly, I don't really care.
No, but I'm curious. Do you think I'm white or black?
In any event, I think your point is well made, Todd.
Does he think I'm white or black?
I'm not going to have him answer that question. I don't want to get into that. Your point is well made. I think that this is a violent individual.
So you guys are saying she would have beaten a white man with a golf club? No way, no
she's
way,
gonna
no
do
way.
It, she's going to do it black or white.
She's going to be violent,
it's her. Absolutely.
Regardless. 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray with us saying that this woman beat Tiger Woods with a club because that's how white women in Europe would do it if they had a black husband. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Sounds like you got cut off.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. I want to go back to something that you said. I'm with Margaret Gray tonight. We're talking about the Tiger Woods incident at his home where allegedly his wife and he got into a dispute. Allegedly, I say. This is according to TMZ, the entertainment news site. Generally, their information is pretty good. But, Margaret, you, I know that you've had some cause to take exception to some of the reporting. But let me just get this out. They're saying that he had a confrontation with his wife over reportedly an affair, turned his back on her, went outside. I guess she scratched his face. And that's when he ran into the tree.
Well, but again, here is what TMZ is getting wrong, and this is what only, I guess, a female reporter is going to be able to tell you. First of all, Tiger Woods turned his back on his wife. Now, there isn't a man in, I don't think there's a man in America that knows that if you turn your back on your wife, especially after you've said you've had an affair with another woman, that we're not going to raise holy hell. Now, you compound the problem if you're black, because of the obvious racial differences that we have. But we're not, American women are not going to assault a man physically. We don't do that. We will raise holy living hell. And that's the difference between us and a Swedish woman who only gets her information about interracial dating from American cop shows. So, if her husband says to her, I've had an affair, swings around and turns his back on her, you have to believe that she's going to act out violently. And in this case, she did. She took the golf club, probably said something about, I don't know if she said boy or something that was offensive. He might have turned around and said, what did you say? And that's when she took the swing at him, which scratched his face. Then he fled the house. And
all right, so she took a swing at him because she didn't know any better. Most women would just raise holy hell.
Well, Phil, first of all, there was a time when American women would assault a husband who had just told them that they'd had an affair. We don't do that anymore because of the Nicole Brown, because of the Nicole Simpson, O.J. Simpson episode. And I don't want to get into this, but I think we've learned better.
Wait a minute.
I don't want to get into this. I think we've learned better. That's all I'm saying.
In other words, you'll get killed if you say something.
I didn't say that. You did. That's on you. Let the record show that's on you.
All right, so since the O.J. Simpson murder, American women have learned better, but Swedish wives have not.
Swedish women do not live in the culture. All they know is Roots, Beretta, whatever else. So if a black husband tells them I've had an affair, turns his back on her, she picks up a golf club. I don't blame Tiger Woods. I blame the woman. And I blame this American culture that empowers a white woman from Scandinavia to do this.
Oh, my God. You know,
well, Phil, you can oh, my God, all you want. I happen to know culture, and I'm a woman. And there aren't too many women out there that are going to disagree with this.
You know what? I'll take that bet. 877-876-PHIL is the number on our on our radio show.
All right. I'll take all the action you got.
Let's go to another phone call here as we talk about the Tiger Woods story and the wife that beat him with a golf club because he turned her back on her. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
Hi, Phil. Margaret, I'm absolutely amazed at the comments, but I have to comment on a couple things. First of all, this girl, you talked to her uneducated. She's not that uneducated because she landed the richest golfer, not black, white, green, or blue, the richest golfer in the world. And that doesn't make her the dumbest girl.
Any garden variety stripper can do that. Any stripper can do that.
All right. Well, you know, the other thing is that this has nothing, absolutely
nothing
to do with
race. Let me ask something. How smart was Anna Nicole Smith? She was a big butter hog, excuse me, and landed a billionaire.
Well,
that's very nice to speak of a dead woman that way, calling her a butter hog.
Exactly. Then you want to talk about Barack Obama. You bring up Barack Obama and you talk about, I am white. I don't care what color anybody is. I really don't. But when you bring up Barack Obama, you never mention the fact that Barack Obama was raised by his white mother. You don't mention that.
I said he's half white.
Yeah, well, that's right. And so's Tiger Woods.
Okay.
But this has nothing to do. The guy made a mistake.
Well, you brought that up. You brought up the fact that he was half white.
He didn't have an affair. You know, but the thing is, it has nothing to do with whether he's green, blue, whatever color.
Well, you brought up the fact that Barack Obama was white. You brought up the fact that Barack Obama is white.
No, he didn't. You did.
He mentioned that his mother was white.
All right. Forget about whether his mother was white.
You mentioned the white mother. I didn't. Well, then why did you mention the white mother? I'll tell you why. Because it's significant to you. It means something to you.
No, it's not significant at all. You made it significant. I didn't. You're the one that brought it up.
I didn't mention his mother. I didn't mention his mother at all. You did. And I think it's significant.
But you never mentioned the fact that...
No, I said half-white president.
Nobody wants to comment about that particular issue. Because that's the issue that happens all the time. I don't care, but you're picking on this woman.
I said he was half-white.
This woman is not stupid. I'll bet you this woman is probably as high as educated as you are, if not more. And I'll tell
if
you
she's not
else,
stupid,
you,
then why did she take a golf club and hit her husband with it?
Oh, come on, Margaret.
Well, I'm trying to get a word in edgewise.
If a baseball player's wife comes after him, she's going to have a baseball bat, not a golf club. And if a hockey player, she's going to have a hockey
Brilliant.
Stick. It doesn't make anything,
Brilliant.
You know, it doesn't matter whether she's
Brilliant.
Green, Canadian, French.
I know, blue, green, white, pink.
Whatever ethnic they have, you've gone after it every time. And you want to ask the callers whether they're black or white? I've never heard anything so ridiculous in my life.
I'll ask you, are you black or white? Are you black or white? I know you're white.
I'm white.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No.
I mean,
I can tell you're white. Do you know how I know you're white?
Because
of your opinion.
Because
your opinion. Because of your opinion.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'm trying to call you out on things that you called, that you said.
No, you're not calling me out on anything. You're the one who brought up the white mother. I didn't bring up the white mother. Number two.
No, you brought up
I could tell you're white.
Talking about him being black. He was raised. He's half black, half white. He's our president.
No, I didn't. I said
I
he was half white.
He's Asian. I don't care whether he's green. He's our president. And yes, I voted for him.
You know what?
It doesn't matter.
You know what? For all
matter.
Intents and purposes, though, he is black. He's completely black.
Any color. What if
all right,
was
wait a minute,
white
wait a minute.
Golfer? And a black,
what if it was
a black woman that hit the white golfer? I mean, the fact is he had an affair, and she got mad.
I think that's a different dynamic. That's a different dynamic. I think you know that if a black wife hits a white husband...
You call her a stripper. You call his wife
a
stripper because she got him with a
golfer. No, you know that's a different dynamic. You know, white men treat black women differently than black men treat white women. And
well, what does that mean?
Yeah,
I think it's a different dynamic. I think that there probably was abuse by the husband in that case. But the point that I'm making, even bigger than that, Barack Obama is a black man. You're just going to have to live with that.
That's not what you said.
You know what?
Yeah, you said that he was half white at the beginning.
He's half black and half white. You know, he's both. He's both.
No, he's black.
Okay.
He's black. And as a result of being black, but he was coincidentally raised by a white mother, yes. Have you ever heard of adoption? Thank you.
Absolutely.
Are you telling me now that Barack Obama his mother was not his mother? He was adopted by her?
I think there's a possibility, yes.
Oh, come on, will
you? Yeah, see, I mean,
well,
come on. That's
you
exactly
know, it's really funny.
Point.
I'm a woman.
Every
I know exactly what
calls you. You go deeper and deeper, and it's got to be about race.
No. You're wrong.
Tiger Woods
yes,
made
it
a mistake.
Does.
She could be black,
it
white,
has to
Asian,
do with
French,
the Swede,
whatever.
The Swede.
And if she got mad, she's going to get angry. And God knows a black woman would never get angry and go after a guy, right?
Not this way, no. Because
no,
she stands to lose a lot more. She stands to lose a lot more than a Swede.
What do you think she's
this is a Swede.
She's
this
not
is an
lose
entitled
anything.
Swede.
She'll never work again in her life. She doesn't have anything to worry about.
A black woman has far more to lose than a white woman. This is an entitled Swede. That thought she could get away with beating a black man with a club because that's what you do in America.
Wow.
Well,
they were murderers. If they were murderers,
they'd be
white.
You've done it a million times. No. I'm sorry. Tiger Woods is black.
You said at the beginning he's half white and he's half black.
But for the purposes of this gentleman that I'm speaking to, he's black because I don't want to confuse the issue at all.
No, to the purpose.
All right. Well, I don't know what that means. Yeah. All right. I will
thank
clarify
you
this.
You
I think I thank you for your call, sir. Thank you. 877-876 Phil. Let's go over to 877-876 Phil. Melissa, go ahead. You're on with Margaret Gray on the Phil Hendry Show as we talk about Tiger Woods and what this dispute at his home was all about. I don't know what this has to do with him, you know, hitting the tree. But go ahead, Melissa.
It has a lot to do with him.
Thank you for having me on your show.
He was beaten with a golf club.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Melissa. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me. And I am a white woman. And I am an American, but if my husband told me he was having an affair on me, it's going to be a natural reaction for any woman to have some kind of reaction, whether it be
right.
yelling, screaming, yelling and hollering, slap across the face, picking up a golf club and hitting it once or twice. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, you're going to have some kind of reaction.
I don't disagree with you at all, Melissa. What I'm saying is a Swedish woman who doesn't know about being an American with a black, who doesn't know about our black men, is going to take a golf club and do what she's seen on television. And that is...
beat him with a golf club.
That's what American television... that's the message American television has given Europe because of the reruns from the 70s. You understand what I'm saying?
But that's not accurate. I don't believe that. I honestly don't. Because this woman is obviously an intelligent person. She's been in America for quite some time.
Yeah, yeah.
She
knows
Do you know a show, Melissa? Are you familiar with the cop dramas that swept down the black man in the interrogation room? You know the ones?
No, I don't pay attention to that.
Well, a lot of times what they do is on American television, they'll show the black pimp, and the two white officers will go, you're going to do this, this, this. Now, if you're a young Swedish farm girl, you've never been anywhere outside of your fjord or wherever she's from, you meet this exciting young American black man. He has an affair. What are you going to do? You're going to treat him like a crack dealer.
Come on!
A crack dealer. That's just ridiculous.
Because that's what she knows. Phil, help me here, will you?
How can you be saying what she knows and what she doesn't know? She has been an American for 15 years. She's lived in America. And you're telling me,
you know, 15...
1970s rerun cop shows to learn how to deal with her adulterous husband?
I'm saying it's a natural reaction for any woman to get upset. You're right. American women are going to raise holy hell. There's no question. But we will accept that our husband has had an affair because that's what men do. When they turn their back on us, though, as Tiger Woods did her.
I won't accept
that. Let me ask you, Melissa, let me ask you a question.
No, but you know that men are different from us. Obviously, you know that. Do you know that?
You know what? I'm having a hard time hearing. The caller's iPhone. Is that an iPhone you're on?
It's a horrible phone, Melissa. Let me say this. First of all, number one, men and women are different. If a man has to go out and burn down a few trees, that's going to happen. And if Frank comes to me, or if your husband comes to you and says, you know, honey, last night I was a bad boy, you say, all right, go to your room, mommy's mad, or whatever. That's what we do. But if he turns his back and kind of laughs, then you know as well as I do that that man is lucky to walk out of there without a whole bunch of holes through his chest, courtesy of the steak knife you're holding.
Like you're trying to give this excuse, an easy out. That's what it sounds like.
No, I'm not.
Trying to make an excuse.
No, I'm not. No. I'm saying American women wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you're saying, all right. Thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it very much, Melissa. 877-876-PHIL. God almighty, what's with that phone? You're saying that American women would turn violent, too.
No, apparently you don't listen too good, just like this woman. I didn't say that. I said we used to until the O.J., you know, that happened.
That's right, yeah. That happened, and that's what wised you guys up.
Yes, it did. Now, does a Swede know that? That's the question. And the answer, of course, is no. The Swede reacts the way American women used to. Takes a golf club and goes to work. And I think, and I'm sorry to put it that way, but
she's like Phil, it's Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
That's what she did. She pulled out her 9-iron and took a look at the flag and decided she'd go ahead and go for the hole.
Well, she went for the hole.
She went for, 877-876-PHIL. She went for the hole. Are they kidding?
I was talking to them earlier, and they sound as they're serious.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Margaret Gray on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on the Tiger Woods imbroglio.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry.
I'm saying, and we're back with Margaret Gray as we finish up here on the subject of Tiger Woods. You know, domestic violence is not pretty. It's not funny. I will even go so far as to tell you, as a child, I didn't see any kind of violent action in terms of people hitting each other. But to even be in a home where that kind of rancor is going on, Margaret, is terrible. And for you to say that this woman that married Tiger Woods is so uneducated and stupid that all she knows is what she's seen on a Beretta episode, and that means if your black husband is disobedient, you take out a golf club. You're to me, either you don't understand what domestic violence is.
No.
No, hold on. You don't understand what domestic violence is, or you think it's funny.
You know, Phil, how dare you say that? I don't think there's a thing funny about it. I have girlfriends. I have very dear friends that have been through it. We all know as women, when our husband says to us, last night I gave in to a dancer or a waitress, we recognize that that's going to happen, but what we will not stand for is when we are talking and they turn their back and they walk over to the icebox or the refrigerator or what have you, or they go and get a nail clipper and start doing their toenails while you're talking. That is when bad things happen. Now, yes, there was a time. It doesn't happen anymore. But this Swede didn't get the message, and that's all I'm trying to say. And
the Swede didn't get the message that you don't beat your husband, no matter how angry he makes you, with a golf club.
You don't beat your black husband, Tom. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
So if it's a white man, you don't beat him either?
No, I'm saying you don't treat your black husband as if he is the overseer, you know, as if the overseer's on vacation, and they went ahead and they picked one of the guys from Old Man River to run the cotton pick. God. You can laugh if you want, Phil, but that's how funny you think it is.
I don't think it's funny. I think that the idea of you saying, oh, come on, will you, man? 877-876-PHIL. Here is Mary. Go ahead,
yeah.
Mary. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
I think that Margaret is completely wrong. Each and every one of us, regardless of whether we're white, black,
well,
man, woman, I don't care what we are. We all have an upbringing, and we all learn the difference between right and wrong. She's been in the United States long enough. She's been married to the man long enough. She has complete control over her senses. She has complete control over her reality.
But is she a Swede or is she an American?
How she responds is totally in her control. Whenever she took that club and hit him with that, she was basically bringing herself down to his level. And I don't care what kind of TV show she watched, she's not stupid. She was raised by a man. She was raised by a mother and a father, and her mother and father.
Would you give me that much? Would you give me that much? Was she from Sweden or was she not?
Yes, she's from Sweden.
I don't care whether she's from Sweden.
No.
What difference does that make? I work with a gentleman that's from Africa. Okay, and he has complete control over his reality.
Well, you're not happy.
He doesn't act out to his wife.
You're not sleeping with him, are you? How would you know?
No, that doesn't matter.
God,
okay,
you're bringing your personal life.
Here's a really good example.
You're bringing your personal life.
She's not bringing her.
Let me give you a real good example of this. My sister is white.
So you're talking about sleeping with a black man at work. I'm not interested in that.
Wait. Hold on for a minute there, Mary, it's Phil. Hold on. Margaret, she didn't say she's sleeping with a black man at work.
I just heard her say she has a coworker who's black from Africa.
Right.
And that she's sleeping with him.
No,
and
I did not say that. I did not say that.
Am I crazy or did
she did not
over his senses?
Over his senses when you're in bed.
And his reality.
No, she didn't say that. What were you going to say, Mary?
I was going to say.
My sister is white. My brother-in-law is black.
So what?
And my brother-in-law has
so
cheated on my sister, and my sister responded like a complete adult. And she did not lash out at him. And
ever since O.J. Simpson, yes. Ever since O.J. Simpson, that's what we do. That's what I'm trying to say.
Is the caller there? Hello?
Wait a minute. We're here, Mary. Let me do it. Mary, go ahead, Mary.
Is the caller there?
I'll do it. The caller is there. Go ahead, Mary.
Okay. Again,
My brother-in-law is black. My sister is white. My brother-in-law has cheated on my sister. Okay? And he informed her of this. And like
and
an adult woman that she, like the adult, mature woman that she is that knows right from wrong, she handled it like a mature adult. My sister
ever since O.J. Simpson, is anyone listening to me? God, you know what, Phil? I hope you and your callers get an early tea time at the new golf course they've just built in hell.
She hung up.
I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you, Mary. No, that's fine, Mary. Thank you very much. Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah. Did you get what I said? Tea time and the...
Yeah, the tea time of the new golf course. Ugh.
Phil Hendry.
Hendry Party. Hendry Party on the first tee.